Harness Racing, Victoria wide. RSN 927 is Talking Trots.
And on this Saturday morning, g'day from JT and welcome to Talking Trots, the morning after the last night's Inter-Dominion in the West, which was a fantastic race taken out by the New Zealand champ Lazarus, as I bring in the HRV boys of Jason Bonington and Blake Redden. Morning, lads. Favourite salutes?
Morning, JT. I'll let the big boy crow here. He's been saying for some time throughout the course of the series that Lazarus was unbeatable, and as it turns out, you can't really deny that, Baker, when you win the Inter-Dominion Grand Final. I suppose he was unbeatable, and he's one of the greats of all time. Are you now willing to declare, we spoke about this on a podcast during the week, whether he could become the GOAT yet, or he has to wait and do a little bit more. He's now a two-time New Zealand Cup winner, Inter-Dominion champion, Victoria Cup winner. Is Lazarus the Billy Goat?
Well, he's not. I mean, he's still got plenty to do, but I mean, last night, he's just a terrific horse, and Mark Purden is the GOAT. He's the greatest of all time. He's the greatest trainer
I agree with you there.
I've ever seen in any code. Yep. That's a big call, I know, but he's just phenomenal what he can do. The horse, look, I sort of came into the sport on the fringe of Blacks a Fake. I knew about him, but I didn't see him like you did. But I would say in sort of the last 4 years I've been working in the sport, I'd say he's clearly the best horse I've seen, Lazarus. And he's a marvel, and I hope that he has that longevity that all the champions of the sport generally do.
All right, lads, so we're going to handball it back to Andrew Hughes and Adam Hamilton, who earlier this morning on RSN 927 caught up to relive the great win of Lazarus in the 2017 Interdom.
What's happening around the stables?
Yes, good to be with you on Talking Trots early hours this Saturday morning. Thank you, John and Blake and Jason. Now, in a moment, we will hear from Adam Hamilton in WA, but let's pick up the latter part of the call of the Inter-Dominion Final as heard live on RSN 927 late last night.
Chicago Bull behind the leader, leading the Shark 1-1. Bolton Tim the inside, then Soho Tribeca. He's taken out wide for Prentis now. He's put under pressure to try and improve. Well back, Galactic Star, San Carlo, Shandale, down the back. 450 to go. Tiger Tara just in front. Lazarus is digging deep. He's only a head away. No run, Chicago Bull. Have faith in me. He's out three wide. Bolton Tim the inside. 27-4 next quarter. Tiger Tara responding. Just in front, Lazarus comes hard now. Chicago Bull, he's off the pegs. Bolton Tim the inside. Lazarus has raced up to Tiger Tara. Lazarus, Tiger Tara. Chicago Bull can't get there. Lazarus in front. Chicago Bull goes to second, but it's the great New Zealander, Lazarus. Lazarus has won the Inter-Dominion. Chicago Bull second, Tiger Tara third. A half head away fourth was Bolton Tim, and then Galactic Star, Shandale, Wellback, Lenny the Shark, San Carlo, Soho Tribeca didn't come on, and have faith in me. 27-1 last quarter, home in 54-5, and the great horse, Lazarus, he is an absolute champion.
Lazarus, as you say, wins the Inter-Dominion. Here's Mark Purden on Sky post the win.
Yeah, no, he had to be tonight too. He's super, and just relaxed out there. He didn't take anything out of himself, and he knows when the business end is. He's a real professional.
Were you confident in the run? You made the move at the right time?
Yes, I was, and I got around good, and I was confident that was the best place to go.
And when they were running down the back, 27-1 around that final bend, that's always been the concern, but he ran like a greyhound. You are the master.
Yeah, well, we had Tiger Tara sort of flat down the back, and he was travelling better than him then, so it was just a matter of nursing him round the corner, but he handled it perfectly anyway.
Smolder won it last year, but this horse holds a special place in your heart. Two-time New Zealand Cup winner. He's only 5 years of age, and now he wins the Inter-Dominion. He's the best horse that you've ever put a bridle on?
Yeah, I'd say he would be, Gareth. Right from two, you know, he's just been a... You know, as I say, he's a champion, and I don't call many of them champions, but this horse is.
Mark Purden on Sky. Well, as we speak, it's well after 3:30 in the morning in WA, but earlier this morning I spoke to Adam Hamilton post his Sky Racing coverage commitments. I believe from Gloucester Park. How are you, Adam?
Yeah, absolutely great, Cusie. How could you not be after that? We've been spoiled over the last, in thoroughbred racing the last 3 years, and in harness racing the last 18 months. Thoroughbreds, obviously, Winx is the standout, and in harness racing, it was without doubt Lazarus. I said going into this carnival and copped a little bit of flack for it in saying that he is harness racing's equivalent of Winx. I think he's shown that he is, and what a horse. I mean, he's still a relative baby for a Grand Circuit horse as an early five-year-old. He's got two New Zealand Cups, a Victoria Cup, and now an Inter-Dominion under his belt. They all said it was nigh on impossible in this sort of strong field to sit outside the leader and win. Not only did he do it, but he absolutely walloped them. A great, great horse who is on his way to being put alongside the best the sport's seen, Andrew.
A word about the place getters?
Yeah, so, look, Chicago Bull was terrific, and it was just a wonderful Gary Hall Jr. drive. I think we did, we heard that interview, and it's probably more important to hear the interview from Gary Jr., who basically underlined how great Lazarus was. He got the run he wanted, he got out when he wanted, and he could barely make any ground on Lazarus. He's a terrific horse, Chicago Bull, but he is no Lazarus. And then we get to a few of the others. Tiger Tara, well, he had his chance, didn't he? He got away with a pretty comfortable lead time. But Lazarus had him cooked at the 400, and it was just a matter of when Mark Purden wanted to go past. He didn't want to go past too early because he knew he had them bottled up in behind him. But Tiger Tara still, even though he was spent, he fought on bravely the third. Bolton Tin was a tremendous run. The local didn't miss third by much. Lenny the Shark, look, he wobbled. He got tight on the bend. He's not the Lenny of 2 years ago. We thought he was coming here. He's not. These younger horses have not only caught up to him but gone past him. He wasn't disgraced, but he also wasn't at his top. Soho Tribeca, the other really big name in the race. Look, he just got into a tricky spot, and he ended up getting shuffled well back. He had to come about five wide around that last bend. I loved his last 100 metres. I mean, it is all about Lazarus, but he still got to the line well. And Galactic Star, he's one that people will go back and look at the replay. You'll see if he'd have had much luck, he might have even got into third spot, Galactic Star. But that's my synopsis of the race. What happens from here, Cusey? Well, Lazarus is going to stay in Perth, so he'll be taking on predominantly Chicago Bull and Soho Tribeca in both the WA Pacing Cup and the Fremantle Cups here. So that's going to be some great racing. Lazarus will probably be too good for them again, but different barrier draws could see different scenarios. His stablemate Have Faith in Me will also stay here. And then we'll probably see them go on and all those good horses and throw Tiger Tara in the mix into races like the Hunter Cup at Melton in the first week of February and then on to the Miracle Mile at Menangle. So we've got some great racing coming up, but right here, right now, Lazarus is clearly at the top of the heap.
So will Mark Purden keep going back and forth from New Zealand to WA? That's a long trip a few times there. He won't stay all the time, will he?
No, absolutely not. He's got the big Auckland Cup Carnival coming up. Mark will be out of here super, super quick. So, but he's got a good friend over here in Gary Elson and also stable helpers who will look after both Lazarus and Have Faith in Me who are staying. And Mark will probably just come across to drive in the races and maybe a day or two around them. Because, this is a really, really big time for Mark in Auckland. A lot of his other stars, I think he won three of the major races at Alexandra Park in Auckland tonight, and his focus will be on Auckland. But Lazarus won't be, I'd say Lazarus's next run will be at the start of the new year, so he'll have a little freshen up now. And around New Year's Eve time, there's a race here he can go in. And then in those two sort of middle weeks of January, the WA and Fremantle Pacing Cups, and the same path that we taken by Chicago Bull and Soho Tribeca. So we're going to have some great racing.
Adam Hamilton speaking on RSN 927 earlier this morning. Just a few other results from Gloucester Park and our RSN 927 coverage. The Consolation was taken out by the Bucket List, a gutsy win. He galloped during the run, but came home to win strongly. So the Bucket List takes out the Consolation. And earlier on the card, the highlight for the Mayor's Race 4, Ideal Alice, a terrific win in that feature, Race 4. And the Trotters Cup at Gloucester Park last night, taken out by Mr. Shark. Plenty of highlights there, but none bigger than Lazarus taking out the Inter-Dominion overnight at Gloucester Park. From Gloucester Park, I believe, to Geelong. Back to more with JT and the boys talking trots.
The Weekend Review, the Weekend Preview. RSN 927 is talking trots.
Welcome back to the program. Thanks to QZ and Hammo for that detailed wrap of the Interdom 17. All right, lads, time to make our listeners some money, and let's look at the action at Geelong tonight. Good 10-race card. We bounce the ball at 6.28. This is a trot. We have two early scratchings here, guys. Numbers 2 and 12, Bonners.
5, 10, 1 and 9, my numbers in the opening event at Beckley Park this evening. What a terrific night it will be. Super tough races. I think we can, if we want to be really liberal in the first leg of the early quarter, that is just decide we either want to be in or out. I'll be playing numbers 5 and 10. They are No Republic and, of course, Greg the Great. No Republic was an impressive first up winner, first up from a break. The Baker's got the four up.
Top four runners might go in.
No, I think you either play two or really wide. I'm going with No Republic on top, as mentioned. I like the first up win. Yes, a lot of things went in its favour, but it has got good gate speed. Will be in a striking role throughout. And I just think the horse has got a fair bit of ability. Greg the Great has been trialling the house down in preparation for its return to racing for Emmanuel Portelli. Wouldn't surprise me if he'd got put into the action pretty soon after the start, now that it's had a couple of good hit-outs at the preliminaries. Could be even sitting parked in transit. I'd be watching the market closely with it. Beyond them, you've got a slew of last start winners. Prim's Luck's now out of the event, but Owen O'Mail stays in, so does Parisian and Moore and Reigns. They're all last start winners. They've all got ability. Reigns was particularly impressive last time out. So they all go in the mix if you want to play conservatively. If you're playing liberally, just the 5 and 10. 5, 10, 1 and 9, my numbers, Baker?
It is a very tricky race, but if Reigns can get a bit more race sense, obviously galloped at the top of the straight last time, but still won, I think it's a horse to follow. So $7, I have an each-way bet there.
Second race, guys, for three-year-olds, field of nine. They're all starting, J-Bon.
My number's here. Have you got anything you'd like to comment on race one? Was it the pronunciation of Owen O'Malley that you didn't like?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Owen O'Malley, but I could be wrong.
Well, you obviously have more Celtic blood in you than I do, so I'll take that under direction or under instruction. 9-4-1 and 6, race 2 on the program for me. This is a very, very good three-year-old race. Little Peanut's a horse with plenty of ability. Terrific second splitting, I believe, from Emery Ignatius and Sicario at Tabcorp Park Menangle before he went for a break. He's had a couple of trials, hasn't done anything mind-blowing, but he was second to Lumineer at this track earlier in the week in the preliminaries. I think Team Sugars have got a reasonable opinion of him. He's only knee-high to a grasshopper, but plenty of
Team
ability.
Team Sugars and Tubbs.
Yeah, Team Sugars and Tubbs. Outside of them, Regal Chevelle, do you remember when it won at about $66 in a Vic Brett Super
McGrewin
Series
just dropped on the leaders back early?
And everyone thought, well, we've got a bit of a fluke here. Following three runs told you, no, this is actually a very good horse, Regal Chevelle. So it goes in the mix as well. Not sure it's trialled. I don't think it has trialled in preparation for its return, though. Other ones worth including. Justice Served is a nice horse, has good gates, but if it holds up from the pole marking draw, I think it can win with race fitness on its side. And Rapid Run's a really interesting one. Progeny of Lagoon Lady, Lady Patty and Beach Surge, the other horses to come from that mare, and has trialled particularly well, also at Tabcorp Park. So we've got some very smart three-year-olds in this race. If you wanted to go even wider, number 7, Our Beach Somewhere, who's a progeny of the great Mother Courage, also goes into the mix. But my number's Baker, 9-4-1 and 6.
It was a big win first up, Our Beach Somewhere. But look, on face value, I do think Little Peanut might have a little bit on them. Despite being a small horse, he's got a big motor and a good turn of foot. So happy to back him at $3 or thereabouts.
Third race, guys, over 2,100, all start.
I've got an opinion of number 4 here, Love You Moves, JT. My numbers are 4, 7, 8 and 3. Only 3 winning hopes. Love You Moves was well beaten first up from a break, but by a nice horse. And I believe that the fact that it beat the rest of the field by about sort of 13 metres tells you it was a good first up performance. It hasn't got brilliant blazing gate speed, but in its only win, it bullied its way to the front. It was 4 wide early doors and happy just to keep burrowing through until it got the top. I can see a similar scenario here where it just keeps pushing forward until it secures the front. If that happens, I believe it will win the race. If you're a little bit worried about that, then there's two key dangers for mine, numbers 7 and 8. Beach Skipper, I think they would have thought they'd won a race by now based on Christmas New Zealand form. It's been ticking around nicely, a couple of thirds and a couple of seconds. It will be breaking through soon. Wide front line draw just makes things tricky unless it blouses them at the start. And Admiral's a nice horse. I've been a little bit concerned the last couple of runs haven't been as good as its form prior to that, but it has trolled since its last performance, so it goes in the mix. Di Danudo place only. 4, 7, 8, 3, race 3.
Not really sure what to make of it. Maybe Di Danudo each way, but you've said place only, so I might follow you in there, Bon. Field of 8, we can have a place bet and all three placings it will pay on.
The fourth race, guys, 4 years and up, COC1, over 1609 metres, and looks like this is just a benefit for our chance to dream.
Well, the fact of the matter is it's very hard to back up on a horse that you've semi-declared a week prior and it's gone under. That is what happened with our chance to dream. But I do believe, basically, take any of this horse's past 4 or 5 runs and it wins this race. So as long as it doesn't rapidly deteriorate in form, it'll be $1.30 in my opinion and will just be winning. So our chance to dream, you can lock it through your Miracle Multis. It's
one out early quarter.
One out last leg of the early quarter, and you can basically play this through all your multis for the weekend. Hawaiian Beach was big odds, but I liked the performance when second to Dolly Mark Lombo, first up from a break. It just hunted through nicely from this draw and was able to hold the back of the leader and did finish off pretty nicely, beat the rest relatively comfortably. So I'd almost isolate it for second, though Rocky the Outlaw trialled pretty well in preparation for its debut. No special times there, but just visually looked like a relatively decent horse. And Toto Jane, or Torto Jane, depending on your predilection, also goes into the mix somewhere as well. You're the pronunciation specialist, Baker. 713 and 4, Toto or Torto?
What's your predilection?
Toto.
Yeah, I'd say Torto, but anyway, we move on. I think Beyond the Blast is not a bad one for your wider multiples, but on face value, I do agree that our chance to dream should be winning.
Fifth event, guys. First leg of the quaddie, the McNamara Memorial Trotters Cup, and Clover Mac is the favourite with tab 270. My Tribeca is 350. I'll Cry If He Wins at 550, and then Cyclone Lucky 7 is at $8.
He's out, John. He's just been scratched.
Okay. Yep. So there'll be a slight adjustment in that market. So 270 Clover Mac, My Tribeca at 350. I'll Cry If He Wins at 550.
Gee, that's short for I'll Cry If He Wins, even though I did have him in the mix somewhere. Look, you're going to be even more bullish than me here, but I think the Clover Mac's definitely the one to beat. I reckon he conservatively made up 40 metres in the last two laps after being interfered with early in the Stall Cup last time out. He's a class commodity at his best. He's racing pretty close to his best. It does look his race. To lose the race is on his racket, so to speak, as I like to say. I think now the clear and present danger with Cyclone Lucky 7 out, it had a chance of maybe burying through and finding the lead. I just think they have to drive My Tribeca incredibly aggressively here. Get to the top at all expenses.
Will she stay the trip?
Well, she's shown both things, I think, over the course of her career. She was very disappointing last time she led in a race of this nature, but has been very good in the past, where she's sometimes gone from second-line draws and worked around a lead. So I think that's the only way you can play it with My Tribeca. And the only other winning hope, really, I'll Cry If He Wins will run you a massive race. I reckon there's a little chance, based on its recent trials, that Super Zek might be ready to produce something like its best. And we know he's an absolute top liner when he's in the mood. So my numbers here are 7, 4, 2 and 6, but I'm getting more confident about your top tip, Clover Mac.
If he trots the whole way, he will just win. That's the little chance you're taking with him at the minute, but I'm confident you can if you did want
to... Check last time out, wasn't he?
Maybe.
Yeah. I'm not sure it was all his fault.
Maybe. But if you wanted to play around him and a little roughy, then Savannah JJ isn't the worst, but I'm pretty much chips in with Clover Mac.
Race 6, guys. Quaddie leg number 2 is a C5 to C7 over 2,100. No scratchings.
Absolutely magnificent race this one is. I think there's going to be a lot of heat off the front line. Mustang Butt's a very quick beginner and will probably hold up from the pole marking draw, but Sam's the Master got right on the Chewy last time out. Rule of thumb got on the Chewy, but went like Lenny the Shark, sitting parked at Horsham, breaking the track record, like a phenomenal performance, over racing all the way. I reckon one of the two, if not both of them, will again over race in transit. Mustang Bart's going to be working overtime to keep the front. I think it's going to set the race up for Swoopers, given how strong and deep the race is. I've settled on number 10, Brock's Territory, is the best betting proposition, and my top tip in the race, though. Rule of thumb, I just can't ignore how well he went last time out. Sam's the Master's a multiple Group 1 place getter, has to go in your quarties. Same can be said for Mustang Bart, though. He's going to have to go to a whole new career peak for mine. Really good last time out, has to step up again here. And I also wouldn't be ruling out horses like Star of Memphis and also Marnie Ann. So play wide in the quarties here, people. 10, 5, 4 and 1, my numbers, Baker.
Almost a reversal for me in terms of the way that I've treated Star of Memphis in the past, but I think he can win tonight.
Feature events are Group 3 Geelong Cup, Shadow Sachs in just scintillating form, 135, TCB McRae, 480, $10 Messini, $11 John of Arc. Unstoppable at the moment, Shadow Sachs, Bonners.
It does feel like you've got a 20-year-old whiz kid that's turned up on campus tackling a bunch of 28 to 32-year-old established stars who were right at the peak of their powers. Nick Kyrgios here is Shadow Sachs. He should win the race. He's going to get the front, and I reckon he's going to dictate terms because there's no natural enforcer or breeze horse that's going to force the speed here. He's way too short. He's way too short because he's stepping up to the best race he's ever seen, and he's tackling some really nice horses and really good stayers. Here are the three dangers. TCB McRae. I wouldn't be surprised if he floats forward here and tries to find a position and tries to get cover. That would be my opinion, how best to drive him on this occasion. And the other two key ones, John of Arc was magnificent last time out. Split Soho, Tribeca and Chicago Bull in a WA Pacing Cup earlier in the year. So there's no doubting his quality. I think he breezes in transit. And Messini's just had a terrific campaign. Fourth in the Yarra Valley Cup. Won the Swan Hill Cup prior to that. So Shadow Sachs should be winning, but I tell you what, Baker, this is a test for him.
I agree with everything you've said.
That's something we have to just get off the logger for prosperity and put it in the vault for 100 years' time.
You almost send JT speechless then with that.
I did. It's very early in the morning, coming up to 5 to 7, but that is very, very, very profound statement. All right, on to race number 8, guys. This is over the distance of 2100. We've got two pretty smart horses in it, but I think Jillaby Roadrunner, well, this
particular...
how good could this horse be?
Beep, beep. You'll be agreeing with me again. That's my first tip here because you were too low in tone, unfortunately, and did it while JT was talking. Jillaby Roadrunner will be winning the race, and I'll tell you what he's going to be advantaged by.
What?
Mr. Freeze is going to run the arm, but so too will probably Lysandros on All Eyes and Ears because Mr. Freeze isn't a known gate speed horse. I think he'll have enough toe to hold up, but he doesn't have the intimidation factor as a leader where he's going to stop the other fast beginners off the front line having a dip. And that's going to give Jillaby Roadrunner the opportunity to balance up early, whip around to the breeze, as he's done in three of his four wins this preparation. In fact, two from the breeze, 1-3 wide for, about 800 metres. So he's a good, tough customer as well as being very quick. He wins the race at a short quote. Mr. Freeze should be running second. He's won three or four this campaign and is a pretty nice horse. He's the other four-year-old, of course. Make sure you include two horses we've been following closely in recent weeks in your exotics. Two, Feel the Buzz.
Yes.
And particularly for you, Bacon, number 8, yes. Tough Call, who should be behind the leader in transit, 6-1, 2-8 for me.
Poor old Paddy Lee gets jagged after one start, one win. Just maybe he's just put the cue in the rack.
He has got a drive somewhere coming up, Paddy Lee, in one of the concession drivers' races. So.
Well, anyway, it's really neither here nor there because he should be winning Jillaby Roadrunner. It might be a little bit concerning. Chief Safari can get fired up and start pulling, so that may be a little bit of a concern in terms of how the race maps, but he's just the best horse.
Second last race, number 9 for the mares. Trotters all starting.
Margaret Ruth should be winning here. She always tackles the top tier $10,000 races in her class, and she's looked maybe to the naked eye a little bit below her best, particularly last time out, but she's been tackling really smart horses. This is a better race for her.
Will she run the arm here?
No.
I'd say yes.
Well, I don't think she, because there's a couple of really quick beginners here. I think Knocked Off Philly will run the arm.
She'll hand up.
Truscott Law too. Look, if it found the front, Margaret Ruth, it wouldn't lose. But at 1609 metres, I think they'll chance their arm at trying to park her out in transit or beat her a different way. But Margaret Ruth is a clear on top selection. Truscott Law, I've thrown in for second on the proviso that it gets across everything at the start. Only other two key runners last start, winner all the way, mate, and Get the Net, who was good against some really top liners last time out, Baker.
Yep, Margaret Ruth will win and Get the Net will run second. Mm. Bank it.
And the lucky last is race number 10 at 11 o'clock. Makoa could not have been more impressive first up.
Split a couple of really good ones in a Vic Breed Super Series seat. Rappist a lot, I think, won the race. I can't remember who ran third off the top of my head right now, but Makoa is a very progressive horse. Crucially, was able to sit parked and win first up from a break. I don't think they'll park it on this occasion, but if they do, he'll still win it, you would imagine. If he finds the front, he's a stone-cold, living, breathing certainty. I think there's only two horses you have to throw in for second here. Rocking, because it's going to be first to the poles and probably take a trail on McCullough. And Mulgrave, who we just love, Baker, who is racing in probably career-best form at the moment. And Maccone Courage goes into the mix as well, if you're playing wider exotics. But you want to play pretty skinny through the final event, I would have thought. 6, 5, 3, and 2 to take us out.
That'll do me, and I'll say my best is Margaret Ruth to beat Get the Net for an exacta. What about you?
Best on the program, I think you can probably... Well, Our Chance to Dream's the Stone Cold Living Moral if you want one of those. And if you're looking for something at a slightly bigger price, I'm happy each way Brock's Territory, because I'm sure there's going to be good heat in that very, very strong race 6.
Where did we get all the form, guys?
Goodform.trot.com.au, and it will be up very, very soon, JT.
Well played, lads. You enjoy your week.
Thank you. Sean.